need all for. I need thee all, I need thee every hour, I need thee. Oh, me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
Father, we need you, and we come to you today on this National Day of Prayer.
I need thee every hour.
Yes, God.
Say
yes,
thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art not. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
On this National Day of Prayer, Lord, we need you not every second, every moment, every hour, every day. We need you all the time. So I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to, we come to thee. Give us a verse.
I need thee every hour. In joy or pain.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Come quick, lay now and abide. All our life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
Hallelujah.
On this National Day of Prayer, our prayer is that you pray for each other, holding each other up, understanding that there is only one God. So pray for me. Thank you, Lord. Pray for me. Oh, my sisters and brothers, pray for me. Oh, when you bow down at the altar, please don't forget to pray for me. Oh, Lord, pray for me. All right, Apostle, pray.
Hallelujah. I'm praying for me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Pray for me. Oh, oh, the saints, pray for me. Pray for me.
Yes, Lord.
And when you bow at the altar, please don't forget to pray for me, to pray. Pray for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was lost.
Yes, Lord.
I
yes,
couldn't find my way. But Jesus prayed. He prayed for me. Oh, yes, he did. So when you bow at the altar, please don't forget to pray for me.
Oh, Lord, pray for me.
Glory
be to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on up, greeter, and take the phone. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning once again. This is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call on this morning. Today is National Day of Prayer, and we tag in this day Triumphant Thursday. Know that each and every one of you are triumphant in our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Father God, it's in your most precious name, Lord, that we come before you with bowed hearts saying good morning to you. We welcome your Holy Spirit on the Master's Call today. We ask, Lord, that you have your way within us. Allow your sovereignty to rule and reign through us, around us, and about us. Father, we're just grateful, Father, for another chance, another day, another privilege, hallelujah, to just give you the glory, to lift our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. And we know that all our help cometh from you. Father, we are the generation that seeks you. So we lift up our heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, we everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? It's the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Prophetess Kai. You can take it away. God bless you.
Good morning, Minister Keisha, and thank you for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer on this day of national prayer. We are just so thankful for you. And, of course, to Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and to Apostle Edith Wells, we thank you for setting the atmosphere and opening us up with worship today. And I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and we're so glad that you joined us here today on the Master's Call. In October of 2010, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded this call. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God of order, and so we know that this call was founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. The theme for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith, in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. We know that this call has a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there, all of the messages have been archived and recorded. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a worshiper, such as, Apostle Edith Wells and Dr. PK did, or as a greeter such as Minister Keisha did, or as a host such as I'm doing, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or prayer request, please contact us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa, our co-founder, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call that a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life give us the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, access code 294-617-pound. Today is Testimonial Thursday, and as we continue this national day in prayer, we're going to get ready for our speaker to come forth, and our speaker is none other than one of our very own sisters on the TNC call, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany is the mother, the proud mother of Kalon Williams, and she is just so excited about what God is doing in his life. She is an artist life distributor. She is an amazing woman of God. She has worked for the city of Culver City for several years. She is my friend. She is my sister, and so I am going to get out of the way so that this phenomenal and amazing woman of God can come forward with the word of God to bless our socks off. I present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany, are you there? Minister Tiffany?
Tiffany, you need to unmute yourself. You're muted. We don't have you muted. Good morning, everyone. Y'all, give us a minute. Maybe, Tiffany, you might need to hang up and call back in because you're muted on your end, and I can't unmute you. Y'all give us just a minute. We definitely want to hear what the Lord has given her this morning.
Are we able to get her on? Do I need to?
No, she'll call right back in because for some reason on her end, because she's showing up on the board. So if we just give it a minute, I'm sure she'll call right back in. And thank you.
One thing that we do and forget that we do is double mute. When you mute the front of that phone and you star six it as well, you do one, the other one will not allow you to come in. But I thank
Dr.
God that today.
Can you hear me?
There she is. Welcome back. The floor is yours,
Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And yes, this call will go forth in the name of Jesus. No hindrances in the name of Jesus on this National Day of Prayer. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for hosting us this morning. Minister Keisha, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this day, on this triumphant Thursday, as you have tagged this day. To Dr. PK and Apostle Edith Wells, thank you so much for bringing us into God's anointing with that worship this morning. Yes, pray for me. Pray for me. Oh, my brother, oh, my sister, pray for me. And I need thee every hour, oh, Lord, I need thee. God bless all of you. Thank you for serving us in excellence. To Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the founders of this call, I thank you for your yes each and every single day that we have been gathering here at this divine and appointed hour. Almost 10 years where we have been absolutely praying for the world and bombarding heaven on behalf of others as we have and you have, and we followed your lead to serve in excellence and to do what it is that the Lord would say do. Well, God morning to each and every single one of you. As she said, I am Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this National Day of Prayer. Who would have ever thought National Day of Prayer during a time of quarantine, of a shut-in, a time of realignment? So I thank God for this day, and I'm excited about this day because this will probably be the biggest, you hear me right now, the biggest day that we as a nation have gathered together in prayer. And why am I saying this is probably one of the biggest days is because we are still in the midst of a quarantine. So therefore, everybody has access to what? Their computers, their tablets, their cell phones, technology. So this day will be a huge day because virtually we all have the opportunity to gather and to be accountable in this National Day of Prayer. So, Father, we just thank you for this National Day of Prayer. We pray that as the mandate has been given to pray for your glory across the earth, and we will do that, oh God. So I ask as I deliver this message that it would not be about me, but it would be all about you and what you would have for me to say. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name, amen. Our hearts are waiting for you. Yes, our hearts are waiting for you. Earnestly seeking, awaiting your healing. Yes, our hearts are waiting for you. We humble ourselves and pray. We humble ourselves and pray. Your love ever reigning, our hearts ever failing. We humble ourselves and pray. Heal our land, we need your love. Restore us, we need your touch again. Heal our land, we need your love. Restore us, restore us. We need your touch again. So today is the National Day of Prayer. Pray God's glory across the earth has been the theme that the National Day of Prayer Task Force has given for this day. The scripture reference can be found in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 14. I'm going to read Habakkuk chapter 2, starting from verse 12 all the way through verse 14. Habakkuk 12 says, and this is from the New International Version of the Bible, "Woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed and establishes a town by injustice. 13, has not the Lord Almighty determined that the people's labor is only fuel for the fire, that the nations exhaust themselves for nothing? 14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters covers the sea." That is Habakkuk 2, verses 12 through 14, but our theme verse for today is chapter 2, verse 14. See, the National Day of Prayer is an annual national observance established in public law in 1952, and it has been observed publicly on the first Thursday in May since 1988. So write on your calendars, pencil in, join the National Day Prayer Task Force today at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for 2 hours, so 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you could just go to Facebook and Google National Day of Prayer, and there is a National Day of Prayer Facebook page so you can follow. It will be live streamed, so make sure that you are connected, because this gives us the power to come together as a body of Christ and pray for our nation in this time that we're in. And do you know how God can move when we all come together in unity on one accord and we are saying, "Lord, let your glory fill this place. Lord, fall on us and heal our lands," together in unity on one accord in one body. And so I'm not going to deviate from what the instructions have already been given for this day, but I am going to share with you how to pray for America by praying into 7 centers of influence in our nation. We will be praying for the government. Pray for your leaders as well as the judges in our courts. Ask God to grant them wisdom to act with integrity. 1 Kings 3 and 28, 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 2, Exodus chapter 18 and 21, Proverbs 11 and 3, and Romans 13, 1 through 2. Those are the verses for our government. For our federal government, consider praying for our president, our vice president, the cabinet members, the congressional leaders, the Supreme Court justices. Our state government, consider praying for your governor, your executive leaders, your legislative leaders, the judicial leaders. The local government, consider praying for your mayor, your city council, your police chief, your fire chief, your judges, your county officials. We will be praying for the military. He appointed military officers over the people and assembled them and encouraged them with these words: "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him. With him only is the arm of flesh. But with us is the Lord, our God, hallelujah, to help us and to fight our battles. Yes, 2 Chronicles 32, 6 through 8, and this is how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. So 2 Chronicles 32, verses 6 through 8, we're going to pray for courage and dependence on God. Psalm 91, perseverance to endure hardships. Isaiah 43 and 2, Deuteronomy 31 and 6, for divine protection from the enemy. Romans 5, verses 1 through 5, for wise leaders who inspire respect from those under their command. Romans 13 and 1, confidence and vision to persist in the face of negative publicity. Psalm 18, verses 31 through 39, protection and support for the families they have left behind. Romans 1, verses 8 through 10, for chaplains who are divinely appointed to deliver hope and spiritual strength. Proverbs 4 and 11. We will be praying for the media. Whatsoever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That is Philippians 4 and 8. The decision makers within the media to realize that they can make a profit by producing family-friendly projects, Proverbs 8, verses 10 through 11. Christians and media to find favor and be filled with creative ideas that bring kingdom principles and life-giving messages to the public, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. Celebrities to be provided with repeated opportunities to hear and receive salvation, Proverbs chapter 8, verses 35. We will pray for businesses. I have filled him with the Spirit of God, giving him great wisdom and ability and expertise in all crafts. He is a master craftsman, expert in working. Exodus 31, verses 3 through 4. Integrity among Christian workers, so that they win the right to be heard. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 17. Impartation of ideas and resources to open principal businesses, especially in areas that need an economic boost. Psalm 132, verse 15. Christian workers to display Christ-like humility and service to their coworkers. Philippians 2, verse 3. We will be praying for education. If you are called out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 3 to 6. We're going to pray for a return to truth and Judea Christian ethics. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 2. A safe atmosphere conducive to learning, excellence in education. Exodus 18, 20 through 21. Equal opportunities for every student to achieve their full potential. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. We'll be praying for the church. So then, just as you have received Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather on Christ. Colossians 2, verses 6 through 8. We will also be praying a return to the absolutes of God's word. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Integrity, that God's people look and act differently from the world. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, and 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. A holy fear of the Lord released in the heart of God's people. Proverbs 9, verse 10. And finally, we will be praying for the family. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Mark 3:25. Unity and love in individual families that reach out in hospitality towards others. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. The reestablishment of relationships between parents and children. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. A return to family values that serve the nation as a whole. Job 22, verses 21 through 22. And finally, a return to the biblical mandate to train their children at home in the fear of the Lord and not leave the responsibility to others. Proverbs 22 and 6. Arise, arise, around us shine, finally, hope is here, hope is here. Arise, arise, around us shine, finally, hope is here, hope is here. Heal our lands, Lord. We need you, and let your glory fill this place. Back over to you, Minister Kai. Oh, Prophetess Kai.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that word on the National Day of Prayer. We will be calling you back for the benediction. First, let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just thank you. We thank you for this woman of God who came forward with your word. Father God, just fill her back up, O Lord. Give her the desires of her heart, Father. You know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we know that you can do the exceeding and abundant more than she can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in her. Lord, we thank you that in this time, in this pandemic, Lord, that you are touching the hearts of your children. Father, we ask you right now to go by the bereaved households, O Heavenly Father, those who have lost loved ones to this pandemic. We're praying for Wanda Walker and her family right now as her brother is in the hospital with COVID-19. Lord, only you can turn around what the doctors say, oh, Heavenly Father. Father God, that your truth trumps their facts, oh, Lord. So we thank you right now that as we continue to walk according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan, that you just touch the Des De Leon family and the Artist Life family, oh, Heavenly Father. Again, you know every need. You know every desire of the heart, Father, spoken and unspoken. We ask right now that you keep a hedge of protection around our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. We bind up health conditions right now in the name of Jesus, because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, Father. So we thank you right now for your Jehovah Rapha healing, O God. Father, we send it forward right now in the name of Jesus to Apostle Melissa's Father, O Heavenly Father, to my Aunt Jackie, O Heavenly Father. We bind up the spirit of infirmity. We bind up the spirit of confusion right now in the name of Jesus. Father, that they may be clear and understanding and that the pain, oh, Heavenly Father, will go away, Lord. We thank you because we know that you are working it out for our good and your glory, oh, God. We know that you have called this day of national prayer to come forward in this time during this pandemic, Lord, so that we would focus on you and your word, oh, Heavenly Father, and not the things of the world in those situations. So we thank you, Lord. We glorify you, and we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. So again, if you want to hear the playback for this call, you can dial 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677#. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617#. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617#. And today is Testimonial Thursday. Again, I want to thank Apostle Edith Wells and Dr. P.K. Roberts for opening us up in worship, and, of course, to Pray the Heavens Down, Minister Keisha, for just feeding and greeting us and opening us up in prayer, and, of course, to our phenomenal speaker for today, our very own songbird, Minister Tiffany. We thank you, thank you, thank you for that word on the National Day of Prayer and sharing those directives with us. And I will call you back now, Minister Tiffany, to give us our benediction.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for serving us in excellence this morning. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. In Jesus' name we pray, God, that your glory will fill this place, that it will fill America, that it will fill our households, that it will saturate us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, God. And we will forever be grateful, Lord, to give you the glory, to give you the honor, and to give you the praise. As we humble ourselves, as we pray, as we seek your face, and as we turn from our wicked ways, then, God, we know that you will heal our land. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare these things to be so, and they will be done in Jesus' name. And I say, let the church say, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all so much for joining us. To all of our first-time visitors, thank you for joining us. We pray that you will come back on tomorrow at this divine and appointed hour. At this time, we'll be headed over to the morning motivational call where we will hear from our Artist Life family. It is Testimonial Thursday, and Claudette Brown, along with Pastor John, will be on that call. So I'll see you there. Have a great day. God bless. Goodbye for now.